Off the Ball Breakfast.
Have you peaked too soon, Sarah? That's the question in the comments this morning.
No, we have not. That was a desperate second half. 7 points in the second half.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Claudia McCambridge, you're back in a league final against Kerry at the weekend. It's really enjoyable, I'm sure. You're playing them in a league final last year. You're playing them in a semi-final of an All-Ireland series. You have them again, and that must be great motivation out of this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the number of, I suppose, big games that we've played them in recent years, it's exciting. Like, and we have probably built up a bit of a rivalry, which is great as well. Adds that extra bit of competition to it. And yeah, I think we've had some really brilliant battles with them in recent years, and I would imagine it'll be no different come Saturday.
Last year's league final, was that the best moment Armagh have ever had? Because they've never won an All-Ireland title, you're winning the league title, and then you're a bit like me in the last few years, you're feeling you're at home and you can do this now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for last year, it was a bit of history for us. You know, it was something we'd never done before. To come up from Division 2 the year prior, to reach a Division 1 final was such a big achievement. And then to win on the day, it was brilliant. Like, gave a real boost to the group that we were able to bring on into Championship as well. So, yeah, I wouldn't underestimate the value of silverware within a group. Like, and hopefully, you know, something like that can continue again this weekend.
What went against you in the semi-final then against Kerry? What did not go right in the day?
I think we started well. We definitely had a bit of a lead built up after the first 10 minutes. And then I got a bit of a hit, and I don't know if that kind of broke momentum slightly. But Kerry just, you know, they were more clinical on the day. It was relatively low scoring. Like, I think defences were probably on top, but Kerry probably just took their opportunities a bit more than we did. It's something we look back on and we'd be disappointed with how we played. Like, but I think, you know, seeing Kerry go on to win the All-Ireland, it's, you know, we know we're not that far away, and we can take confidence from that as well going into this year.
Do you also take confidence from the fact that the men's team have been knocking on the door? I mean, so many penalty shootouts, getting so close to win the All-Ireland and then winning it, that, look, I mean, they can do it. Why can't we do it? Why can't, if they are not going to give up, we're not going to give up.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we will, I would say this year, probably look to the men's team and reference them quite a lot throughout this year, as we have done so far already. But yeah, seeing their achievement coming in as underdogs, not always getting the results, but they still stuck at it and eventually came away with the biggest prize of them all. You know, that's something that, you know, hopefully we can, you know, reflect on. You know, there's games that aren't necessarily going to go our way, but that doesn't, you know, mean anything in the grand scheme of things. If we can keep at it and keep the group together, keep focused on what we want to achieve, you know, hopefully we can do the same.
Your brother Barry was a key part of the Armagh All-Ireland win. A couple of goals as a defender. Where were you on the day? What tell us about the day against Galway last July. What was your day like?
I had probably a great morning, but I'd say through the whole game, I probably didn't remember too much of it. I think we were all just kind of on the edge of our seats, just waiting for the game to be over. And then once it was such a release. You know, everyone around us was so emotional, like we were in with all the kind of families, I suppose. And it was just brilliant. Delighted for them, and obviously Barry particularly. But having seen the journey that they'd been on throughout that year and prior years, where they'd been so close to getting results in big games, for them to go and actually do it on the day was class. Like,
great for the family. What happened after the game? Was it just a week-long party?
Not for me particularly, but for the men, I'd say it probably was. I'd say a lot of the fans, it probably was as well. No, it was brilliant. Like, it just gave such a boost to the county. But even those weeks in the run-up as well, it was class. Like, there was, you know, everything was painted orange, whatever could be. But no, it was brilliant. And yeah, hopefully they'll be able to bring that momentum into this season as well.
Do you lean on each other? Do you chat much about the game? Obviously, you're both playing defence. Is there a lot of talk about football in the family with yourself and Barry? Or is it just a case that, you know what, I don't want to talk about football when I'm home?
Probably the latter. Probably don't talk about ourselves. In particular, you know, you probably want to keep whatever's going on in your own camp to yourself. But, you know, we would have a lot of chat more so about other games and, you know, the way other teams are doing and stuff like that, just because we would have a general interest in GAA in general, like, which is nice to have that aspect, because, as I said, we both have an interest, but you probably don't want to focus too much on yourselves and get too much in your head.
What do you enjoy about fullback play and being a defender and being the last line?
Okay, I suppose it can be a bit of pressure, which is good and bad. But no, I do like the 1-to-1 battles, and you know, trying to be that bit physical and trying to get out and win the ball as if it's being kicked to you as a forward. Like, it's definitely tough, but you're coming up against brilliant opposition, like, and you know, trying to do what you can to limit them in some way. It's, you know, it's probably a bit of responsibility, but you're kind of relying on your teammates around you to kind of support you in that way and put pressure on the ball and things like that. So I do think it's kind of a defensive unit as well, as much as it is 1-to-1 battles, but I kind of like that balance of both.
We see all the real changes in the men's game. Do you think the ladies' game is in a good space in terms of how the game is played? Does it need any change?
Generally, I do think it works well at the minute. Probably slightly more physicality being allowed would be great. You know, some of the rules, it can be hard to tell whether it's going to go for one team or the other with some of the tackles and things like that. But no, generally, I do think it's a good game to watch. And I do think it is in a good space.
You're an actuary in Dublin, so are you going to be able to tell me now, Clodagh, how long I'm going to live?
Don't think so. I'm not a pensions actuary, so you might need to find one of them to tell you that. No, unfortunately not.
You enjoying it, though?
Yeah, no, I do. It's completely different to GA, like, so it's nice to have that kind of balance between the two. And I do enjoy my work as well as my sport, like, so yeah, it's going well at the minute.
Maybe for some ladies Gaelic footballers a decade ago or 20 years ago, they weren't maybe enjoying it as much as they should have because of what facilities are not good enough, expenses are not there. You know, they're not treated equally or not treated well. Are you now in a place where there's comfort around how you're treated and how you're supported to play the game you love?
Personally, I do feel like I am supported, and we have everything that we need. We are lucky enough to have a brilliant county board that support us and really want to push us and kind of get the best out of our group. And I know we're really lucky to have that, because I know maybe in some other counties that's not the case. I think generally it's definitely improved over time. There probably is more that can be done within certain setups to, you know, get access to pitches and things like that. And I know that's kind of a separate issue nearly, because, you know, if LGFA don't necessarily own the pitches, it's hard. But, you know, we're lucky enough to have our own kind of training camp or training base, and that's kind of, it's been invaluable. But yeah, I do think generally it has improved. There probably is just a bit more to do.
When it comes to other sports, are you a soccer, rugby person? Do you watch everything? Did you have any heroes growing up?
In terms of other sports, I probably just watch whichever is on TV. I would be into GAA. Like, I would follow a lot of the hurling and camogie, particularly the Ulster teams, probably, to see how they're getting on. But in terms of heroes growing up, Ciara McGeehan would have been at our school. My mum was her PE teacher, and when we were younger, my mum would have been bringing me to her races when she was in school. Like, so she was definitely someone growing up that we would have been looking up to. And to see the success that she's gone on to have, it's amazing. Like,
so your mum is partly responsible for Ciara McGeehan's success?
My mum wouldn't say that, but Ciara might, to be fair. No, she would have entered her in a couple of races, maybe her first race. And then, yeah, just would have always gone to support her. So I would have gone where I could as well.
You must have been thrilled to seeing her then in the European Championship.
Yeah, no, it's class, and anytime she's running, my mum would always send a text or, you know, tell us to keep an eye out for her. She would always be sitting down and watching it, like, so yeah, to see the success she's had, it's unbelievable, like, and such a role model for all of us, like.
Very good. Croke Park on Saturday against Kerry. This is where you want to be, Clodagh.
Yeah, no, I couldn't think of anything better, and if the weather stays like this, it'll be absolutely brilliant. Like, we love any opportunity we get to play in Croke Park. It doesn't come around too often, and especially, you know, in a league final with a chance to win silverware, it'll be brilliant. Like, so hopefully it's a great day.
Clodagh McCambridge, thank you so much for speaking to Off the Ball on News Talk, and the best luck against Kerry this weekend.
Perfect, thanks for having me. Thanks very much.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.
This week on Diverted.
What have you heard about this festival?
That they fight each other, and some people in the past, they choose to die. So
you say that they choose to die?
Some of them, because for them it's not something bad. If somebody dies, for the whole community, is like an offering for Pachamama. to say thank you for what they have in life, the products, all this stuff.
In episode 3, we're going to Bolivia.
As soon as I get there, this cloud of white gas starts billowing towards me.
Tear gas.
Oh my God, I can actually feel it.
Go, guys.
Go.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted
on Off the Ball.